Thank you for being with us again today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. Today we're going to talk about settling all claims. Now, the other day we talked about full rights of redemption and the privilege of being brought in right standing with God, and that His blood is complete in what it can do for us, and that in Him is redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, and not just a couple sins, not just a little bit of sin, but that which we confess and leave before the throne of grace. He is faithful and will forgive us all our sins. Matthew 26:28 says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins," or forgiveness. The Lord has made a way for us to have access and relationship to Him. And if you have taken that provision and applied it in your hearts and lives, and repented of sin, and turned your life over to God, and through the waters of baptism and by the power of the Spirit of God have begun to walk in a new direction, God is with you. And His provisions in your heart and life, and forgiveness and access to the Lord is there. Yet, here's a caveat, a but. You've got to be aware that this is not a one-time-for-all thing when it comes to our relationship being in standing with God in a place of holiness. Now, we are saved by grace, and it's hard for Satan to snatch us out of the Father's hands. The Scripture tells us that. You are saved and sanctified unto God, and there's a process being developed for full culmination of salvation, and you're one day being with Him in glory. However, in the midst of that, to have total victory over the enemy, you need to go daily before the throne of grace in time of need, and recognize that there are times when you falter. There are times when there might be a sin at the door, and you do not want to allow sin to have any hold on you that allows Satan to lay claim on you and to allow him to hinder your life, that you would be short-circuited from the blessings of God. One of the chief ways that Satan finds inroads to hinder us so many times in our relationship with God is the lack of forgiveness. Even though we have been so beautifully forgiven by God, we sometimes do not forgive others. And in my ministry, in my heart and life, I've seen that so many people's prayer life and lives have been hindered because of a lack of repentance or going to your brother and sister and making restitution in God. The Scripture says in Matthew 6:12, "Forgive us our debts, our trespasses, as we forgive our debtors, those who trespass against us." So many times we don't forgive others. We felt betrayed, hurt, terribly wounded. And sometimes we carry an attitude and a badge of, sometimes bitterness within our hearts that keeps us from the blessings of God, and where Satan has a leg up and legal right to hinder us or to cause problems in our lives. We need to allow the completeness. We need to allow the beauty and the full immersion of God's love to bathe us each and every day, and to not allow this type of inroad into our Christian life. We are not entitled to claim forgiveness from God above the measure in which we forgive others. Therefore, if there are any people we have not forgiven in that measure that He's measured out to us, we are not forgiven by God. He is so freely forgiven and made access to His grace with each and every one of us that many of us have taken privilege of, but yet sometimes we don't extend the privilege through our own natural man to others. And if we don't do so, Satan has a legal claim and an inroad into our personal lives. Do not allow him to do so. Do not allow him to dislodge you and put a wedge between you and God in any way, shape, and form. Don't allow bitterness. Don't allow unforgiveness. Don't allow it to short-circuit your relationship with God. It's so important. Today, in the house of God, we talked about forgiveness in the sense of recognizing God's grace at Calvary and pardoning us of our sins. But in relation to Scripture, which talked about being perfect as He is perfect, and in looking at passages that talked about turning the other cheek, and if I have aught against my brother, to go to them and be justified before God. It's easy to carry bitterness. It's easy to be mad at someone. It's easy to not be the big guy and say, I'm going to take it. I'm going to be bigger than that guy's attitude. I'm going to be bigger than that guy's lifestyle. I am going to try to be a witness. You know, our carnal nature would like to come up at times and to be like the old man that wasn't forgiven and put under the blood of Jesus. But we have to be careful not to allow our carnal man or our humanity to get the best of us. And we need to turn the other cheek. We need to pray for our brothers. We need to forgive those who've hurt us. And we need to show forth grace as God has freely shown his grace to us, or has shown his grace to us. It is so important, because in more areas than others, I've seen Christians' lives hindered and hurt and not walking in the full provision of God's grace, and having their prayer life and their spiritual life disrobed, robbed and made naked, exposed to the enemy, because they have not allowed themselves to be daily before the throne of grace, allowing their spirit to be purified, allowing their hearts to be made right before God, and recognizing that this is a race that we're running, and a race that we need to run with the desire to succeed and fulfill it. It's a long distance race. It's not a sprint. And so we need to discipline ourselves and allow the Lord's discipline at times in our own hearts and lives, that we would become refreshed in him. No matter how difficult sometimes the spiritual surgery is, in order for us to get the bacteria, the infection of sin removed from our lives. We don't want sin, transgression, iniquity, or guile to be any part of our lives. Be open. Be translucent. Allow God's holiness to flood over your soul through his Spirit in that sanctifying force of his grace today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have given us full rights of redemption. And yet at times, if I'm not careful, there are claims that Satan can put against me, claims that he could charge against me because of my lack of properly pursuing the throne of God and the throne of grace in time of need, and perpetually and each and every day reclining in your presence, allowing your Spirit to help me to be pure, undefiled before the Lord, and walking your holiness, being bigger than the attitudes of others, standing up for holiness rather than attitudes of unrighteousness, and walking in the peace of God rather than in the spirit of this world. Lord, help me not to be dishing it out, but help me to be taking in the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, and to be more like you each and every day. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit, God, that I would walk in the full rights of redemption, laying total claim of the inheritance that you've given me, and taking the advantage of the full provision of your covenant as I walk each and every day in your steadfast and unmovable love. Thank you for your provision at Calvary, and thank you for your love for me today. In Jesus' name, amen. There's so much more I could say on this subject and talk about different ways in which the enemy would like to get into our hearts and lives, but I think we touched on some that are extremely important, and I think you get the point, if I may say so, and I believe the Lord is going to help us in our walk with Christ. If you need to reach us at Covenant Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. That's cgmfinc@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Take advantage of our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. There's some great tools there for your spiritual development. And thank you for being with us again today in the prayer line. God bless you. In Jesus' name.